Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap up. And corn had traded on both sides of unchanged for most of the day, but we did see some selling pressure towards the end of the session that pushed us clearly into negative territory. May corn at 437.5 down 5.5, while July at 448.5 down 4. New crop at 472.25 was only down 2.5. Beans were mixed on the day, with May at 1165.75 down 1.75. July at 1181.25, that was down 3/4. November, though, at 1174.75 was up 3/4. July bean oil at 45.57 down 61. July meal 349.30, that's up 3.20. Spring crush at 87 even, that is down 3.25. And looking at new crop, we're at 103.50, that is up 25. July wheat in Chicago, 6.14, that's up 11.25. Wheat was the big winner again today. July Kansas City at 6.29.5, up 15.25. Minneapolis at 6.85.5, up 13.25. There are weather concerns growing about what's going to be happening in Kansas over the next 4 weeks or so, and that is squeezing those shorts a little bit and getting a nice pop in the wheat. Let's see if it can spread. July rice at 1941 was up 4. May cotton 79.51 down 71 in very light volume. July 81.01, that's down 71. And December at 77.69 down 39. June live cattle 175.45 down 170. August feeders 256.52 down 288. June hogs at 107.60 down 35. May milk 17.70 down 43. July orange juice 365.85 up 465. Crude at 82.94 was down 42 cents despite a noticeable inventory drop. June diesel at 256.34 was down 2.25 cents. Unleaded was at 271.04, that was actually up almost a penny a gallon. Natural gas, 196, that's down 13 on the June contract. Storage problems again, we have too much of the stuff and nowhere to put it, and that's weighing on prices. Looking at, let's see, where are we here? We are on gold. June gold at $23.32.30, down $9.80 an ounce. Silver at $27.54, that's down 10. Dollar index at 105.81, up 14. Stocks mixed to a nothing burger here. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 38,460. That's down 42. S&P 500, 50.75. That was up about 2 points. NASDAQ Composite, 15,712. That's up 6.11. S&P is noticeably lower in after-hours trading, however, as Meta reported earnings and their stock is currently down 10%. We also have some big numbers. We have GDP tomorrow along with its inflation component. We have the PCE inflation numbers on Friday, which will be very closely watched. Looking at rates, the 2-year at 4.92, that's down 1 basis point. 10-year at 4.63, up 4 basis points, and the 30-year at 4.77, up 4 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.